listener production.
Good evening. Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. It's been a day of change in state politics. Shane Love is our new state opposition leader, taking control of the WA Nationals after last week's departure of Mia Davies from the role. A new leader has also been installed for the Liberals, with Libby Metcalfe elected to the position unopposed after David Honey pulled out of the contest. There's talks the Liberals could lead their political alliance, but Mr. Love says he's in charge for now.
I see myself as an opposition leader here today, and what happens from here is a matter of discussion between the two parties.
Ms. Metcalfe starting her time as WA Liberal leader by attempting to strip power broker Nick Goiran of his shadow portfolios. Our firefighters may launch industrial action for better pay and conditions, but it won't put the community at risk. The United Professional Firefighters Union is pushing for a 5% increase, improved overtime payments and better measures to protect their health. Union President Clem Chan says their members are frustrated.
The union's view and the members' view is that the Industrial Relations Minister is treating the health and safety of our members with contempt, and the union will not stand for this any longer.
There's damage at Acacia Prison after inmates refused to follow instructions of staff. The Justice Department has confirmed the disturbance is now over and it's been contained to one block at the facility. Smoke has billowed from a specialist train, causing disruption on the Perth Rail network. It happened earlier this afternoon on the Mount Lawley overpass. Services on the Midland and Airport lines had to be replaced by buses. In sport, Fremantle speedster Michael Frederick wants more consistency in his game this year. He says last season was a good building block in his career, but it's time to go to another level.
Definitely had like a lot of up and down patches between some games, but I guess just consistency with games and performances.
And tennis star Novak Djokovic has shown off his new trophy after claiming his 10th Australian Open title last night. It's his 22nd major win overall, but he's admitted he didn't think he'd be able to compete in the tournament due to injury.